Okay, Rabbi Farber mentioned to me yesterday that he was in the shtiebel in Cedarhurst and they were going through all the svarim on the shelves and combing through with a toothpick or something to take out all the crumbs from all the svarim before Pesach as a way of doing, I guess, bedikas chametz or bir chametz on the crumbs in the svarim. So the question is that really necessary to do bedikas chametz in svarim? So the a little bit of background over here. The Isser of chametz, the Torah writes in Simin Taf Lamed Aleph that Pasuk says, Shivas Yam Sholei Matziv Vatechem. We have an Isra Bayrabai Matsumara own chametz, plus we have a mitzvah tashpisu, we have to destroy chametz, and the Midar Raisa, in order to avoid violation of only chametz, as the Gemara says, Bibitl Bial Masagi, all you need to do is do a bitl chametz to have bitl belev and have in mind that it's ka'afra ba'alma, and to say it, to verbalize it, and then a person doesn't violate ba'irah ba'imatze. But the chachamim required more than that, to actually physically remove it from the house and to destroy it. But not only that, not only did the chachamim make you destroy it as well, even after you relinquish ownership of it, v'tzrichu od livdok acharav b'chorun v'stakun v'chalam akamos shadarach l'shtamish chametz. They also require to check in the chorun v'stakun in every crack and crevice, every corner of your house, any place where you bring chametz. U'matzalem smach min ha'pasuk shebedikazu tia la'araner. And if you learn the first parak of Pesachim, you'll see the Gemara learns from a pasuk, at least an asmachta from a pasuk, that bedika mechipus, and whatever, that the bedika should be done by candlelight. So that's the din of bedikas chametz. Now, the purpose of bedikas chametz apparently is a subject of machlokas Rashi and Tosfos at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim, whether the purpose of bedikas chametz is out of a concern shelo yavo la'achlo, that you might come to eat the chametz, or the purpose of bedikas chametz is to avoid balira ba'yimatze, is to avoid violating balira ba'yimatze, that if one searches for and destroys all chametz, so then he certainly will not be in violation of only chametz because he won't have any more chametz. So those are the two basic shittos as to what bedika is all about. But the fact that we have to do bedika is very clear in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to betchilas lel yudal benisan simintaf lamed aleph sif aleph both in the sechametz lo araner bechorin b'stakim bekol amekomos shederech lahachnis sham chametz. Keywords: any place where it's the derech to bring chametz in. What are examples of a derech, of a makom that's a derech lahachnis bo chametz? So in taf lam in simin taf lamed beis, or a taf lamed gimel rather, the Shulchan Aruch goes through what various places are where people would bring chametz. Chorei habayis, zizin habaltim meksalim, that are not very high up, that are not very low down, where people might stick something in there. So if people can't reach, it cannot reach, then it's makom she'in maknisim chametz, would not require bedika. But if it's something that people could reach, it does require bedika. However, since the requirement for bedika is for these two concerns, it is for the concern of shelo yavo la'achlo ba'yimatze and for the concern of shelo yavo la'achlo, it's very important to realize that those two concerns are distinct from each other in terms of how much chametz you have to worry about. If what we're worried about is ba'ira ba'yimatze, the iser of owning chametz is only on a kazayas of chametz. Less than a kazayas of chametz, there is no iser of ba'ira ba'yimatze. The iser of achilas chametz, the iser that one might come to eat chametz, is on anything, even a mashu chametz is asur ba'achila. So one would be tempted to say that if the concern for bedikas chametz, the reason we do bedikas chametz is to avoid violating ba'ira ba'yimatze, then there's no need to look for anything that's pachus mikazayus. But if the concern is shalev liachlo, that you might come to eat it, then one would need to search for things that are pachus mikazayus. But that does not seem to be the case, because the concern shalev liachlo might only be shema yinso gluska yafa, that you'll find something that looks appetizing, that looks like a reasonable piece of chametz. But if you're dealing with perurin, if you're dealing with crumbs, the Gemara is an expression that they're not chashivu b'teli, that they're not chashiv at all. Perurin are not considered something that's at all a davar chashiv, and perurin are therefore batel. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Mem Beis Seif Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes that batzek shebesitkei areva, if you have a kneading bowl and you have dough stuck in the cracks of the bowl, im yesh kezayis b'makom echad chayiv levayir, if you have a kezayis in one spot, then you need to get rid of it. Im lav, but if you have less than a kezayis, im haya osi lechazik bo shivrei areva olistam bo nekev, batel b'miyuto. If the dough is holding the pot together or is somehow strengthening the pot, it's considered batel. The imlav, but if it's extra dough that's in that pot, then chayiv levayr, then you do need to destroy it. Says the Mishnah Brura, sif katan lamed gimel, v'davka kishiyesh bein hakol kezayis. Does hakli mitzarfo. Only if amongst all the different cracks, all together, you have a kezayis, then the kli will be mitzarif and you need to get rid of it. Aval kishalo nishar bein hakol kezayis, ein sarich levaro, v'afilu ein osri l'chazek. But if you don't have, in total, a kezayis in that one kli, in the different cracks in that one kli, you do not need to destroy it. Ukedmuchach b'sif yiralf, achein, however, the Mishnah Berurah says you should know that this is in fact a machlokas aposkim. Didas harbe poskim da filu pachos mikazayis sarich biur. There are many poskim that hold that even less than a kazayis requires biur. Vidavka kasharoi la achila ktsas. But even then, that's only if it's somewhat roi la achila. Avalamhayim matunav ktsas upachos mikazayis ein sarich levar lukuli alma. So essentially, what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that it seems that the majority opinion poskim is there anything that says on kezayis you need not worry about. However, there are poskim that hold that if it's more than a kezayis and it's edible, it's something that a person really might eat, that's not at all dirty, it's something that a person might actually find appetizing, then it could be a problem, even pachas mikezayis, and you might have to go and destroy it. So let's say a person has crumbs in his sfarim. So typically speaking, one would imagine that whatever crumbs you would find in the pages of your sfarim would not be all that. They're definitely going to be less than a kezayis, one would hope, less than a kezayis in any given sefer, and they're not going to be all that appetizing. Metunaf ktsas, that's the gather. It just needs to be a little bit dirty, a little bit. If it's sitting in a sefer for months on end, so probably it's metunaf ktsas. So it would seem that there's no chiyuv to be mevayer. In fact, in the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Haggadah, it says that Rav Shlomo Zalman held mitzad adin ein sarich livdok betoch hasfarim. You don't have to check in sfarim because there are not going to be any perurin that are ra'i la'achila, and the very tiny crumbs are batal me'alein. And even if there are perurin that are ra'i la'achila, you don't have to worry that you might come to eat them. Kivan Shaheim Mitunafim Ktsas, because they are Mitunaf Ktsas, they're a little bit dirty. They said that when they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, Haim Tsarich Livdok as Sfarim Bibdikas Chameitz, Anna Maran, he answered, Ani lo bodek besfarim. I don't check my Sfarim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was an Orthodox Jew, so he's a proper role model. So if he didn't check his Sfarim, presumably he was telling other people they don't have to check their Sfarim either. So even though there are poskim that are machmir about this, Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently was makil. However, where does what are people out of their minds that they're checking this farm? Where does it come from? Where does this concern come from? So the concern is not at all unfounded. There is one of the great poskim that holds that one does have to check this farm. The Chazanish in Simen Kufta Zayin Os Yud Ches on the line in the Gemara where the Gemara says Perurin halo chashivi, that the perurin are not chashuv, crumbs are not chashuv. Nira de leinyan chiyuv mechitza shetiknu chachamim, says the Chaznish. When it comes to building a fence around chametz so that you don't come to eat it if you have chametz around, ein chilik bein perurin l'glusko yafa. There's no difference between crumbs and a nice looking cookie. Vehilkach chayavin livdok as hasvarim mishum chashash perurin. Therefore, you have to check. You have to check svarim for any crumbs, even though there's no kezayis. Upirurim shavralav haPesach near din asuru kumo chametz shabatul vavralav haPesach, and pirurim that are vavralav haPesach would also have a problem. But the main point, Chazanish says, that you need to do bedika on svarim because pirurim are not chashuv in a certain sense, in terms of maybe a violation of bal yira'ah, but in terms of a chashash that you might shamiyav liachlo. Perurin are chashuv in that sense of shamayav liachlo, and therefore you would have to build a fence around perurin. So crumbs are meaningful. That is the shita of the Chazanish. Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman God says that he didn't understand the shita of the Chazanish at all. He thought that perurin are not at all significant. But nevertheless, it seems that there are several poskim that held that one should check for chametz for in svarim, even though perurin are nothing according to the Gemara, but that's only that you don't have to be mevatel them, but you still have to worry about Shema Yavali Achlo. So reasonably speaking, The Arzei Alvaran Agada points out that when they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, do you need to do Bedika on Svarim, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that's a Makom Shemech Nisa Mechametz. Who would ever eat while they're learning? That's so disrespectful to the learning. So it's Vaday Makom Shemech Nisa Mechametz. So obviously, a lot of people, I heard, sometimes would eat perhaps when they have the Sefer open and might actually get crumbs in their Sefer. So if that's the case, if there are concerns of crumbs in the Sefer, so let's think it through. The concern of Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh is not a concern at all. The crumbs, listen, Kazayis, there's no issue of Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh. What's the whole concern? Shemi Yavli Achlo. So Shemi Yavli Achlo, really, you're going to open up a Sefer and you're going to say, oh, my lucky day, it's like finding 20 bucks in your pocket and just like pull out some crumbs and start eating them. That's not a very reasonable Shema Yavali Achlo. What might happen, though, and that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out, that's not a Shema Yavali Achlo. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman himself pointed out that what might happen is, if you're in the habit of bringing Svarim to the table, or bringing food to the Svarim, or whatever, you'll have your plate of food there, you'll open up a Sefer, and you'll pick up the Sefer to see what it says, and you're not even going to realize a crumb is going to come out from the Sefer, land right in your plate, you won't even realize that it's there, and you'll continue eating your plate of food, not even realizing that there's a crumb of chametz in your food. A crumb, because chametz is aser mashu, even a crumb is a problem. Even just a little tiny bit of chametz is going to be a problem in your food. So that's what all the poskim recommend, that it's not a good idea, if you're not going to check the svarim, it's not a good idea to bring the svarim to the table when you are eating. That would be a good idea to avoid, bringing svarim to the table. In Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer in Hilchos Pesach, in Parag Vav, Osiyotes says, someone who's dark to bring svarim to the table la'achila, to the table where he eats, has to check svarim, even though it's just perurim. He goes even further. He says, no, I'm not only worried that chametz is going to fall out of your sefer and into your food, I'm worried that if there are crumbs in your sefer, you're going to touch your sefer, it will get stuck to your hands, and from your hands onto the food, and then you're going to come to eat it. That to me is quite a chiddush. Because the Gemara doesn't say that we're concerned about that. The Gemara doesn't say that we're concerned that if there's a crumb around, the whole concerns, the concerns of chametz are you might own it and you might eat it. That you're going to come to touch it and that then it will still be on your hands when you touch your food, and then it's going to. That's a little bit of a seems a little much. It seems like a little bit of a far-fetched concern, but that's what he says. The Gra in Maaseh Rav, I didn't have a chance to look it up because I couldn't find it here, but the Gra in Maaseh Rav apparently says also they should check the Svarim, which is odd, because the Gra in the Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch in Taf Mem Beis says that there's no Chiv B'dik or Bir and anything Pachos Mikazayis, so Chametz certainly it's only Perun B'Alma, it's Pachos Mikazayis. But if you say that the concern is that since you bring these svarim to the table, that a kazayis is going to, that a crumb is going to fall out or it's going to get attached to your hand and you end up eating it, so then you understand why the Gra would say to check svarim, even though you normally don't have to be bodek for pachas mikazayis, because you certainly can't bring pachas mikazayis of chametz to your table. So if you have svarim that have pachas mikazayis of chametz in it, it's obviously problematic to bring it to the table. So I think the minhag olam when it comes to svarim is that those who are bodek certainly don't go through it with a toothpick. They, you know, open up the sefer, shake out some pages, and you know whatever crumbs may fall, or they'll leave it out on a table outside and let the wind blow, and the wind will blow and hopefully blow out whatever crumbs are there. It's probably advisable for someone who eats all year round with svarim around, probably advisable just not to bring those svarim to the table during Pesach. But there's nothing, there's certainly plenty to rely on in not actually checking through the svarim. The one exception I would say is benchers. Benchers which are always at the table and are always filthy and are always full of crumbs. So that probably you should just put away for Pesach. Who needs that? Who needs that concern that you have all these little crumbs, especially since benchers typically are around the table. You have plenty of haggadahs usually anyway, and you know you can't really tell the difference between what a matzah crumb looks like and what a chametz crumb looks like. So use the haggadahs that have matzah crumbs. Don't use the benchers that have chametz crumbs and matzah crumbs. Just use the haggadahs. I think the benchers would be the only exception to that general rule.